In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. Over the past few days, our vestry and clergy have gathered on retreat together, and I invite you to keep them in your prayers as they conclude their retreat today. One of the activities that we did together was to share our spiritual autobiographies. And we heard each other's stories of growth and hope and challenge and inspiration in our lives with God. There were many plot lines, and I found myself thinking repeatedly that while our journeys of faith are not linear, God's faithfulness is constant. And we often have to discover and rediscover this truth afresh at multiple points in our lives. There are multiple plot lines woven throughout today's gospel reading. Five journeys of faith and a range of life stages converge in the temple at the moment when Jesus is presented. We hear multiple spiritual autobiographies. There's Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, simply doing what a young, devout Jewish family would do. And they journey to the temple to present Jesus to God 40 days after his birth, in obedience to commandments in Leviticus. They give the offering required of families who are poor, and in every way are simply being obedient to the law of Moses. They're doing what was customary. And then in the midst of this ordinary family scene comes an extraordinary disruption. Two other people on their own journeys of faith with their own plot lines emerge. The Spirit rests upon Simeon, who has waited many years for what God has promised. And I imagine a song of hope almost bursting forth from him as he declares that his eyes have seen God's salvation. A salvation larger and broader than what many imagined, prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to God's people Israel. And then we have the prophet Anna, and she's experienced her own losses in life, having been widowed at a young age and then living on the temple grounds for the remainder of her days. So much is left unsaid in this brief description. In the midst of loss, Anna has also waited many years for hope, faithfully praying night and day, doing what was customary. And she praises God and points to the hope of redemption found in the Messiah. And so these plot lines, these beginnings and endings, coalesce around Jesus. Young parents dedicating their child to God, and two people at the end of their days seeing the hope of the Messiah and God's promises coming to fruition. It's a moment that is saturated and heavy with meaning. Joy and prophecy break into the everyday faithfulness of the Holy Family. But there are also hard words that make the moment complex. Words that warn them that the way in which their spiritual journey will unfold will involve times of great turmoil. Simeon declares that this child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, Mary. Those are hard words. The presentation, the offering of Jesus to God, is what brings the promise of hope and the promise of struggle to the surface. It's a more complex epiphany than the outright joy with which Jesus is welcomed into the world at Christmas. There's an articulation of the cost of bringing salvation into the world. Jesus would not be an easy child to raise. And Mary especially would have to follow and watch Jesus' fate and carry a particular lonely kind of pain. At Christmas, we not only celebrate Jesus' birth, we also celebrate the ways that Jesus is born afresh in our own lives. And year after year, we think about how we are called to embody Jesus' hope and salvation in our world today. And our gospel reading reminds us that while this is a joyful and a hopeful thing, it's also not easy. It never has been. So when faith feels challenging to us, and when we feel like we're trying to sift through competing voices about what the life of faith is supposed to look like, we're in really good company. This is often what the journey of faith is like. And we join Mary and Joseph and the communion of saints who have always had to ask the question, what does salvation look like? How do we discern through all the competing voices and expectations? Jesus was surrounded by hopes and expectations, some of which he challenged and upended, others of which he fulfilled in much deeper ways than people assumed. Jesus did not free Israel from the grip of Rome. He brought salvation to those who did not fit the categories of his Jewish followers. But salvation was much broader and wider and hopeful and robust than many messianic expectations predicted. And Mary and Joseph and Jesus and his followers had to discern how to live faithfully. And we as Jesus' followers are called to this challenge today. And we're in really good company. Faith is a journey. It has ebbs and flows. Times when we feel close to God, times when church makes sense and meets us where we are at, times of awe and wonder, and times when we feel like we have sand in our mouth, when we feel adrift or disappointed or like we have more questions than answers. Like the temple on the day when Mary and Joseph presented Jesus, maybe we come to St. Cross today doing faith as usual, doing what is customary for us. Or maybe we've been waiting and longing to hear God's voice for a long time. Maybe our lives are filled with the joy of hope and new beginnings. Or maybe we are deeply struggling to understand where God is in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives. The scriptures are very honest with us about the fact that the life of faith is not easy. And yet, God's love is enduring and God's commitment to bringing this world to redemption is unwavering. Even when things don't make sense to us, and we are called to be people of hope, hope in the face of unanswered questions, hope in the face of suffering, because our hope is grounded in the faithfulness of God who never ever gives up on us or our world. So what do we do? Like Mary and Joseph, we are called to do what's customary, to practice steady, everyday faithfulness, regular practices of prayer and worship, everyday ways of choosing to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're called to continue to listen for God's voice and to encourage each other and know that we're not alone when the journey of faith is difficult. Spend some time thinking of the times when you have experienced God's love and heard God's voice. And let those memories encourage you. Draw upon those times to strengthen yourself when you wonder what God's up to and when you're waiting and longing to hear God's voice. Because what we know from the lives of Jesus' disciples is that when times are hard, Jesus meets them. And Jesus meets us too, sometimes in ordinary gestures of kindness from others, and sometimes in extraordinary moments of revelation. Our journeys of faith are not linear, but God's faithfulness is constant. Even in the midst of struggle, there is always hope of God's salvation. Even in the midst of heartache, there's always the hope of God's comfort. And even in the midst of doubt, there is always room for God's assurance. This is the mystery and the hope of Christ's salvation.